You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is supported in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, where the East Texas Neuroscience Center offers a full range of neurological treatment for headaches, back pain, strokes, seizures, and memory disorders. Taking a customized approach for your unique pain, information is on the web at easttexasneuroscience.com. The late commentator Archie MacDonald often made reference to his wife Judy in his commentaries. Through the years, we gleaned insights into their deep and abiding love for each other. This week, the city of Nacogdoches named its public library in honor of Judy B. MacDonald. The recognition highlighted her 18 years of service on the Nacogdoches City Commission and as mayor. At the ceremony, Judy told me that Archie knew of the city's plan to rename the library. She said with a glint in her eye that Archie's response was, "Great, now I'm married to a building." So today, we listen back to a commentary about books, books, and more books.
Technology, I am told, will make books obsolete, at least as we have known them. Covers, hardback or paper, printed pages, something to hold in your hand. Cradle, even. I always instructed graduate students in a bibliography course I taught to fondle the library tomes I sent them to search out, suggesting familiarity approaching intimacy, in a wholesome sense, of course. Can't do that with a computer, though some try. We are surrounded by thousands of printed books in the office and storeroom the university provides for our workspace. Large ones and small ones, thin and tall, thick and short. 6 volumes of a Texas handbook I have must weigh 5 pounds each, and that little monograph we published on the depot in Marshall can't exceed a few ounces. At home are even more such books, God help me, some of my own commission. Then there are notebooks for our board, directories for members of 2 clubs and 1 church willing to claim me as a member, spiral-bound guidebooks and spring binder books containing now yellowed lecture class notes and manuscript copies of commentaries and newspaper columns, even a couple of pocket calendars that look like books. We have textbooks that I loan to young scholars short of cash, books of meeting minutes, audit reports, about 5 dictionaries, 1 a foot thick and 1 you could slip in your jacket pocket, a thesaurus, of course, and 3 Bibles. Okay, 1 is a New Testament only, distributed by Gideon's at the beginning of a long-ago semester. And yes, I do consult them personally as well as professionally, quite recently for the precise wording of a verse in Ecclesiastes I quoted while writing something. For several years, I wrote a review column for a publication titled Civil War Regiments, and we called that column Books, 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 partly because that's all I discussed, and partly to draw attention to the Niagara of new books about the Civil War. And we know that every former president, first lady, cabinet member, and celebrity exiting rehab gets a book deal that nets them about $25 gazillion. With it all, my favorite book story involved a dear friend and wife of our town's wealthiest man. An avid reader, one day at lunch, she asked what book I would recommend be placed in her coffin when she passed. As quickly as I could speak came the response, "I'd recommend A.T.'s checkbook." Took her a minute, but I do believe she laughed harder than ever before in her life. And anyway, now you know my favorite kind of book.